न कश्चिन्म्रियते तावत् यावदास्त इहांतकः एतदर्थं हि भगवान् आहूतः परमर्षिभिः अहोमि लोके जीयेत हरिलीलामृतं वचः Not Kashchin, anyone, Mriyate, will die, Tavat, so long, Yavat, as long as, Asti, is present. Iha, herein, Antakaha, one who causes the end of life. Etat, this, Aratam, reason, he, certainly, Bhagavan, the representative of the Lord, Ahutaha, invited, Bharama Purishniti by the great sages. Oh, alas, Nri Loke in human society. Pieta, let them drink. Hori Lila, transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Amritam, nectar for eternal life. Vachaha, narrations. Translation. As long as Yamaraja, who causes everyone's death, is present here, no one shall meet with death. The great sages have invited the controller of death, Yamaraja, who is the representative of the Lord. Living beings who are under his grip should take advantage by hearing the deathless nectar in the form of this narration of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord.
Jamaraj is the representative of the Lord. Just like the police chief. What is called the police chief? The superintendent or what? Commissioner. Commissioner of police. He is representative of God. So, the police department is fearful department for the cleanness, not for the law-abiding persons. Similarly, Jamaraj is the superintendent of death. Death is certainly cruel. At any moment, death can stop all our activities. Nobody can protest. That is not possible. So, and nobody wants death also. That is also fact. But nobody can stop death also. The so-called scientific advancement, they cannot stop death. You can talk all kinds of nonsense and advancement of life. But after all, you have to die. Big scientists, professors, they talk so many things, but when death came, you could not say by scientific process. Because death is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can say? Therefore, the Lord's name is Ajita. Ajita. Ajita means one who is never conquered by any other means. Sarat, self-independence. These are the words used, Sarat. Sarat means fully independent. Nobody can make him depend. That is Krishna, that is God. Everyone is dependent, but Krishna is not dependent. Therefore he is called Sarat. So, Maharaj here, Jamaraj, he is representative. There are 12 recognized representatives of God. We have many times cited this verse. Swayambhu, Brahma, Lord Brahma, is representative. And Narad, he is representative. Shambhu, Lord Shiva, he is representative. Kapilde, he is also representative. Kumara, the four Kumaras, son of Kumar. And Mano, Vaivasvata Mano. This is the age of Vaivasvata Mano. Mano received the transcendental knowledge from his father, Vivasa, the sun god. So, and Prahlad Maharaj is also representative of God. Prahlad, Janaka, King Janaka, father of Sita Devi, or father-in-law, Lord Ramchandra. He is also representative. Grihastha. Janaka Raja is Grihastha householder. Narada is Brahmachari. Lord Brahma is also Grihastha. Lord Shiva is also Grihastha. Kumara, Brahmachari. Kapila, Brahmachari. So, there are many. Jamaraj is also Grihastha. Sugriva Goswami is Brahmachari. So, it doesn't matter whether one is Brahmachari or householder or sannyasi. He must try to become confidential servant of the Lord. Then he becomes the representative of God, Krishna. So Jamaraj is a great devotee Vaishnava. We should not be afraid of Jamaraj. Those who are devotees, they are, Jamaraj says that I offer them respect by obeisances. He advised his messengers that don't go to my devotees. They are to be offered respect by me. You go to persons who are reluctant to chant Hare Krishna Mantra. You go there and bring them here for judgment. The Christian also believe the day of judgment. The judgment is given by Jamaraj. But who goes to his court for judgment? The criminals, those who are not devotees, those who are not Krishna conscious, they go to the court of Jamaraj. So in other words, it is the duty of the Jamaraj to see that everyone is becoming Krishna conscious. That is his duty. Just like the police department's duty is to see that everyone is law-abiding, acting according to the law of the state. Police is not anyone's enemy. He is enemy to the criminals, not to the law-abiding citizens. I have seen it, personal experience. in one of my friend's house there was a burglary. The police inquiry was there. So we are going in another's house, the police man and we also. So we saw in distant place a two men were fleeing. They are going away, hastily running away. So I inquired the police, why these people are running away? So he answered, you do not know, Babaji, that they are criminals. Because we are passing, they are thinking now the police is coming to arrest us. Although there is no purpose, how one can arrest. But they are cultic mind is always suspicious. Because they are cultic criminals, as soon as they saw the policeman is coming, they began to go away, run away. So Jamaraj is not to be afraid by the devotees. This is the purpose. And it is the Jamaraj's duty to see that these rascals who have forgotten Krishna or God and come here to enjoy material sense gratification, they must be punished because material sense gratification is always sinful. We may create so many artificial laws, this is good and this is bad. Just like in your country, drinking is good. And in some other country, drinking is bad. In your country, meat eating is no offense. But in the Vedic civilization, meat eating is one of the foremost sinful activities. So, here the so-called good and bad, they are all mental creations. Otherwise, everything is bad. Nothing good. Here only goodness is to become Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, everything is bad. So-called ethics, morality, and law, and good and bad, they're all rascals. There's no meaning. Because they're punishable. They can avoid the punishment of the law of the state. It's like the government in every state, there is some punishment if one kills another living entity, another man, not living entity. There is punishment. The law punishes. If you kill somebody, if you commit murder, then you will be punished. This is punishable. But because it is man-made law, that which is defective. A man is a living entity and a cow is also a living entity. Why it is discrimination? That if a man is murdered or killed, that the murderer must be punished. But that law is not permissible in God's law. In God's law, either you kill a bear or you kill an ant, you are punishable. You are punishable. You cannot have all this. Because in the eyes of God, the Brahma, Lord Brahma, and a small ant, they are all sons of God. Sarvajuni shikontiya sambhavanti murtayala tasana mahajjani brahma ahama bijapudaktika. Krishna says like this, I am that father. To whom? Sarvajuni shu, in all species of life, beginning from Brahma down to the ant. So, if you kill your brother, say who is not important, will your father approve? Oh, you have done nice. You are very nice son. You are earning millions of dollars. And this man is useless, this boy. So you have killed. It is very nice. No, father will never tolerate. to the father, the useless son, and the earning son. Both are equal in affection. So therefore, it is the duty of the elderly son, those who are advanced, not to kill the insufficient son, but to give them education of Krishna consciousness. This is the duty. It is not that because this living entity is useless and clean. So you can kill, but he will be implicated, therefore the Yamaraj is there. Yamaraj's business is to see how much sinful this living entity is, and he is offered a similar body. Karmana daivane trena. You will be judged after your death, every one of us. Of course, if we test Krishna consciousness seriously, then the path is automatic. Automatically, you go back to home, back to God. There is no question of judgment. Judgment is for the criminals, the rascals, who are not Krishna consciousness. But if you become Krishna conscious, even if you cannot finish the job in this life, even if you fall, still you will give another chance of human body to begin where you ended, to begin from the point where you failed out. That is, that was sarvamapiyasya dharmasya trayate mahatoha. If you have taken to Krishna consciousness, try to execute it very seriously. Means to follow the rules and regulations, chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Five things. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating. We don't prohibit sex. But illicit sex is most sinful. Most sinful. Unfortunately, they are so rascal, one sex to another, another sex to another, another sex. That is Maya's illusion in flesh. But if you stick to Krishna, māmīvada-prapadyante, māyāmītāṁ-tadanti. If you catch up Krishna's lotus feet very tightly, then you will not fall down. But if you make a show of so-called brahmachari, so-called grihastha, so-called sannyas, there is hurt. We are experiencing that. There is much hurt. Krishna is not tolerant. A defaulter, a pseudo devotee. Maya is very strong. Immediately cut off. Come on. Why you are here? Why you are in this society? Get out. That is Yamaraj's duty. But if you remain in Krishna consciousness, Yamaraj will not touch you. Your death is stopped from the point where you begin Krishna consciousness. Your death is stopped. Nobody is prepared to die. That is a fact. You may say, I may say, no, I am not afraid of death. And that is another rascalism. Everyone is afraid of death. And nobody wants to die. That is a fact. But if you are serious about that thing, that I shall stop my process of death, dying process, then it is Krishna consciousness. Therefore it is advised. Oho niroki kriyeta puridilam mitam vacha. Oh, the human society, you have got this body. Just go on drinking the nectaring of Krishna Katha. It is advised. Oh, Niloke. Especially it has been advised in the Niloke, the human society. It is not addressed to the dog loke or cat loke. They cannot. They have no capacity. Therefore, it has been Niloki. Nayang, Deho, Deho, Bhajang, and Niloki. Another verse in the fifth canto. Nayang, Deho, Deho, Bhajang, and Niloki. Kastan, Kaman, Arati, Birbhujangaji. These are the Bhagavad. There is no comparison, there is no literature throughout the universe like Srimad Bhagavat. There is no comparison, there is no competition. Every word is for the good of the human society. Every word, each and every word. Therefore, we stress so much in the book distribution. Somewhere or other, if the book goes in one's hand, he'll be benefited. At least he'll see, they have taken so much pride. Let me see what is there. If he reads one sloka, his life will be successful. If he reads one sloka, one word, this is such nice things. Therefore, you are stressing so much. Please distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. Get our mridanga. We are chanting, playing our mridanga. It is hard within this room a little more. But this mridanga will go home to home, country to country, community to community. This mridanga. So, it is advised that niloke, niloke means the human form of body. In the human society, we don't discuss that this American society or this is European society, this is Indian society. No, all human beings. All human beings. It doesn't matter what it is. All human beings. What to speak of civilized men? Even uncivilized. On Arjuna, they are also described in the Bhagavad. Kirat hunan puninga pappasat. Abhiga sambha javana phasada. These names are there. Kirata. Kirata means the black. The Africans. They are called Kirata. Kirata huna andhra. Huna, the nation or the community on the North Pole, above Russian, German. They are called Huna. There are so many we do not know. Phasadaya, the Mongolians. Phasadaya means who does not grow sufficiently mustard taste and beer. This Mongolian group. Kirata hunanda pulinda pukpasa abhira sumbha javana phasadaya. Javana, the ministers, javana means those who are Mahavidians and others. So, they are also included. Niloke, because it is Niloke, every human being. Superficially, externally, there may be this nation is better than that nation. That is fact. The aliens and non-aliens, there are division. Civilized, non-civilized, educated, non-educated, cultured, non-cultured, black, white, this and that. There are externally this, but that distinction is of the body. But a spirit soul is not his body. He is spirit. That quality is one. There is no such distinction. This is better, this is lower, this is black, this is white, this is civilized. In the spirit soul platform, everyone is one. One. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu. Sama. Samata. Sansa means equality. Where? Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. When one is self-realized, Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this body. I am not Christian. I am not Hindu. I am not black. I am not white. I am not fat. I am not thin. I am Brahma. Brahmasmi. That is called Brahma. I am spirit soul. Part and parcel of God. My only business is to serve God. Because I am part and parcel of God. Just like I live several times. The part and parcel of my body is his finger. Where is the duty? To sanctify. Whole body. I ask the finger, come here, immediately. Do this, yes? Natural. If I am part and parcel of God, then my only duty is to serve God. That's all. I have no other duty. So that is Brahma Bhuta. It is very simple thing. Not that by becoming Brahma Bhuta, one gets four legs and one doesn't have. No. The hand is there. The leg is there. The mouth is there. Everything is there. When it is purified, that these hands, legs are meant for serving Krishna, that is called Brahma Bhuta. That is Brahma Bhuta. Not that Brahma Bhuta means I become nirakar. No form. The mala, the influence of the thing like that. Something different. Because this is not Brahma. This is asa. Brahma sattva jagannita. This world is false. Therefore, Brahma realization means that something opposite must be there. In the Maya, everything is variety, so Brahma must be without variety. This is also material conception, because he is thinking like that. But my thinking, if I am in Maya, so whatever I am thinking, that is also Maya. But these rascals, they do not understand that. They do not understand that. I am thinking that Brahma must be opposite of this variety. Therefore, Brahma must be impersonal. But what is the conclusion? The conclusion, he is thinking. He is thinking like that. But real Brahma, Parabrahma, Krishna is not impersonal. He does not say that I am impersonal. But these rascals say that God is impersonal. So this kind of thinking by the person who is in Maya, that is also that was they are called Mayavadi. Mayavadi means all that philosophy is also Maya. It has no meaning. Therefore they are Mayavadi. They are handling something in the Maya. Therefore they are called Mayavadi. So here it is said that Niloke, this human form of body, is advising, Oho Niloke, Siyeta, Puridilam, Tangvataha. This is advice. Those who are born in a human society, they should join this Krishna consciousness movement, where simply Puridilam, Tangvataha. There is no other business. What is our business here? Constantly, 24 hours, we are engaged in Hari Lila Amrita Bhajan. That's all. And so long you are engaged in Hari Lila Amrita Bhajan, there is no question of death. There is no question of death. Then if you say, we are seeing that devotees are dying. Yes, but death has been stopped. And still, why is dying? He's not dying. He's going back to home, back to Gauri. Tattāde haṁ kunar janmanaiti, māmiti, kaṁtyo. Tattāde haṁ. He has given us this body. But he's not going to accept anymore a body like this. Then, māmimo, he's coming to me. What is that māmimo? Jadgatyana nivattanti tad dhāma paramo. If you go somehow or other to Krishna, he'll never come back. So, mrityu, death is stopped as soon as you take Krishna consciousness very seriously. Immediately, from that moment, as soon as you initiate it, you promise before the spiritual master, yes, I'm initiated, I shall act like this. And if you follow, then your death is stopped from that point. No more death. No more death. Simply an official business, just like you sleep and again you awake. Similarly, a devotee's death is like that. It is like sleeping, and next moment he is resurfacing. Immediately. When we rise, you see that I am Krishna. I am with Krishna. This is the plan. So don't fall down. Don't be childish. I have promised before spiritual master, before Krishna, before God. All right, that's all right. Let me break. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't lose this opportunity. You are now on the point of deathlessness. But if you again commit, bhajanna pattotho patittasu yadi, there is chance. If your execution of devotional service is not going perfectly, then there is chance of fall down. So, the devotional service is so nice that even if you fall down, that's not very great loss. Great loss means you get human body, not an animal body. That is stated in the book. Yoga bhrashta sanyaya. Sitinam simatam dehi. Yoga bhrashta. One who has fallen down from the bhakti yoga. Where does he go? Sitinam simatam dehi. In the house of very rich man and in the house of nice Vaishnava Brahma. This is the opportunity. This is first class opportunity. If you take your bath in the house of a Vaishnava Brahmana, just like these children are taking birth, father, mother, Vaishnava, they are very fortunate. They are not ordinary children. Otherwise, they would not have gotten this chance of chanting and dancing before Deity and Vaishnava. They are not ordinary children. The parents must take care, very good care, that they may not fall down. They have got the chance. Now, train them to complete this Krishna consciousness. That is the duty of father. Now this child has come. Under my care, if both the father and mother think like that, not contraceptive, let's tell you. But here is a child who has taken shelter of me as mother, who has taken shelter of me as father. Oh, it is my duty to train him in such a way that no more birth, no more death. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Pita Nasastha, Namo Chayasa Samupita Mitto. One should not become mother, one should not become father. If he cannot relieve his children from the clutches of death, and how one can be saved from the clutches of death, this is the process. Halilinam mritavacha. If he is trained up, therefore we have bought this school from the Dara. From the beginning, Halilinam mritavacha. They are being trained up in Halilinam mritavacha. So, once one becomes situated in Halilinam mritavacha, that means he has stopped his process of death. So, this dying, again, of this body. Because this body is material, it must make a soul that this material body. But his spiritual body is going back to home, back to God. There is no doubt about it. Therefore, Jamaraj's duty, Jamaraj is Vaishnava. He wants to see that you do not die again. He wants to see that you continue your deathlessness. Now you are engaged in Krishna Kathamrita Vasa. That is the point of just like a diseased man. A diseased man, as soon as goes to the physician and he gives the right medicine and he takes it, that means his diseaselessness condition has already begun. It will take little time. So, in the meantime, in that treatment charge. This is lessness condition. If you make another infection, that is your fault. Otherwise, deathlessness begins from the day of initiation, Adu Buddhasram. As soon as you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, your point of deathlessness begins immediately. And if you continue the advice and instruction of the spiritual master, the Shastra, then you become deathless, no more death. And Yamaraj want to see that actually you are continuing your deathlessness process. This is Krishna consciousness, it's so nice. Therefore, it is advice. Now, if somebody argues that, yes, devotee is also dying. If devotee is also dying, how can I say that it is deathlessness? No, he does not know. Devotee is not dying. That is a very good example. Just like a cat, he catches the rat and he catches his scabbards. These two kinds of catching is different. When the cat catches a rat, that rat means his chee-chee-chee means die. Actually die. And the cat, he's feeling very comfortable. Meow, meow, meow. Because the same cat, catching, process is the same, but the feeling is different. The devotee, seemingly dying, he's not dying. He's going back to Krishna. He's very pleased now. My labor is finished. I am going to Krishna. That is his way. And the others, they are crying, this is my state, this is my family. This is my, I am living, I do not want to leave it. What will happen to them? He's crying. That is death. And this is not death. So it appears like death, but it is actually not death. Just like the electric fan, if you make the switch off, it has stopped running. But if you say it's still running, that is not running. That is a show of running. Actually, the running is stopped. Similarly, as soon as you surrender to God, through easy presentry, your death is stopped. Unless you make it nullified by accepting anything which is against the bhakti principle. Otherwise, your deathlessness is guaranteed. That is stated here. Napasti mayati tavo javodasri hansa. If you simply know that Yamaraj is there, he is supervising, that I may not fall down, then he will not die. He will not die. It is not impractical, it is practical. Try to perceive the truth that since you have begun Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious, your death has been stopped. But don't fall down and again capture death. That is instant. Thank you very much.